Likutei Halachos, Or Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros. We'll just finish up the last 2-3 lines of Halacha Gimel, and then we'll start Halacha Dalet. Ki b'shas nisu chayayin hayu toiken b'chatzoisrois. Because it's brought that when the Jews used to pour the wine on the Mizbeach, the Levim used to blow their trumpets. Shezeh b'chinas zikorayin. When you want to remind somebody of something, when you want to alert somebody, alert or remind them, you set an alarm. Alarm is to remind me to do something, or to remind me, to wake me up. Shezeh b'chinas zikorayin. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, usekatem b'chatzoitzrois al oiloiseichem. You'll blast with your trumpets over your korban oilois. V'hoyo lochem lezikorayin. And it will be a remembrance unto you. Hainu kanal. This is showing that this is the concept of the bringing of the korbanos and the nisuch hayayin associated with korbanos, because that's what korbanos are all about also. It's about elevating behema to odom, which is guf to nefesh, which is tied into this, which is elevating from shikha to zikoron. That's what it's all about. Hainu kanal, as we explained earlier. Baruch Hashem. Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, Halacha Dalet. We're starting this new halacha now. I'll give a very short introduction just to two of the most important terms that are used in this chapter in Likutei Moran. One of them is the term Noyam Ho'elyon. Literally, it means like the heavenly splendor or heavenly sweetness. And the other term is Chovlim or Chavolim, which means confusion, machlokis. And in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal speaks about it. We'll give even a little introduction. Rabbein Azal at the time had returned from Eretz Yisrael, and there was machlokes going on at the time in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael regarding charities, regarding tzedakah. Monies at the time were sent from Chutz Laretz to support the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a machlokes that had broken out among the great tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, as to who should be responsible, knows who should be given the responsibility of distributing, etc., etc. And Rabbein Azal saw this, and he was troubled by it, and he tried to arrange a peace. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, it's written there that when he returned from Eretz Yisrael to back home, that was one of the major reasons why he stopped off by the Balatanya. Because the Balatanya was involved in that, and he was looking to try to make a shalom between the Balatanya and Rav Avram Kalisker, if I'm not mistaken, who was one of the leading tzaddikim at the time. And Rabbein Azal starts off this chapter on Likutei Moran saying basically that Eretz Yisrael is the place of peace, and Chutz Laretz is the place of confusion and machloikis. And he proves it from a Gemara. The Gemara quotes this pasuk, Chavolim Nofli Banimim, and the Gemara says that there's the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, Shemanimim Zeze Bahalacha, where they peacefully discuss the halacha together, and they always come out to a mutual agreement, whereas there are the rabbis of Chutz Laretz who are called Chovlim Shechovlim Zeze Bahalacha. They're always arguing, always debating. And in fact, if you look at the Talmud Yerushalmi and the Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud versus the Jerusalem Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud is loaded with machlokas. Every issue is being debated. Every Mishnah, almost, you know, has two opinions. Whereas in the Yerushalmi, it's much more, it's 90% halakha, just basically conclusions of a discussion where there was some discussion on the issue, but usually everybody came to agreement that this is the halacha. And Rabbein Azal on that chapter asks and he says basically Eretz Yisrael is shalom, Chutz Laretz is machlokes. Then why is it that sometimes there's machlokes in Eretz Yisrael? And he addresses that issue and he explains that he elaborates on it really in a fantastic way. But in doing so, he uses these terms, this term Noyam Ho'elyon, which means heavenly splendor, heavenly sweetness, and peacefulness. Let's say it's a Hebrew term that's koilel all three of those words, versus Chavolim and Chovlim, which is the opposite of that. It's the opposite of peace. It's machloikis, it's confusion, and again, it's lack of sweetness, in a sense. The term Chevle Ledo, or the term Chevle Moshiach, means the suffering that goes together with birth. the struggle, the pain and suffering. Chevle Moshiach means the suffering, that the birth pangs of Moshiach, you know, of bringing Moshiach into the world. Okay, with this, let's start. This is very, this halacha, you know, the foundation of this halacha is a deep item, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to make it so clear and bring it down to such practical terms as he usually does. Inyan Birchas Haninen, we're going to be discussing the brachas that a person makes on food and drink. V'din Kedima B'Peiros, and the fact that when it comes to fruit, there are certain preferences as to which one you make the bracha or creates on. If you have a few different types of fruits, which one goes first in terms of making the bracha? V'chashivus peretz Eretz Yisrael shekoydmim bracha, and also the importance of Eretz Yisrael, that when you have fruit that's associated with Eretz Yisrael, for example, from these seven special types that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, they usually are given priority, that a person makes a bracha on them first before he would on another item of the same category, of Bar Priates, for example. Alpi HaTorah Chavolin Noflu Libanimim B'Likutei Moran Tanina Siman Ayin Aleph. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 71 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Heitev Meirosh Shel Sofa. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran well from beginning to end, so that you'll have a sound foundation for this halacha. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas klal birchas hanenin. This, what's discussed over there in Likutei Moran, ties into the general concept of making a bracha on food and drink, which is called birchas hanenin, the bracha that one makes when one receives pleasure from something. Ki ikar habracha hu b'shvil lehalois hadovor ulekashroi l'noyam hoelyon. When we make a bracha on food or drink, Rav Nosson Zal says here, one of our main objectives is to elevate that item. I'm holding this apple in my hand. It seems to be a physical, tangible item. But we know, we've been taught earlier, that besides what you see physically, there's spirituality in there. Very often, there's an actual nefesh in there. There's a soul that's been reincarnated and found in food items, especially in fruit. And part of a Jew's mission, a major part of a Jew's mission in eating and drinking, is to elevate those souls. To elevate the souls found in the food, and thereby elevate your own soul in the process. Because by you eating that, by making a bracha, sanctifying it, and doing what we're going to explain here, by elevating it, and then this elevated nefesh comes into contact with your own nefesh, by you eating it and drinking it, and it's absorbed into your system, you become elevated, obviously, in the process. But watch how the context he's going to put it in here now. That one of the main reasons for the bracha is to elevate the item and to plug it into the Noyam Ho'elyon, this heavenly splendor. Sometimes this term Noyam Ho'elyon is used as a synonym for the Shekhinah, the Spirit of Hashem. Sometimes. Ki ze yodua, because it's known, shetzorich ha'odom livli lekabel hano v'tainug miguf hadovar sho'echel v'shoise, that a Jew is required to elevate himself to a level where when he eats something that's physically enjoyable, physically pleasurable, that's not his focus. That's not his purpose. I'm not eating this because it tastes delicious, because I like the taste, but rather, rak lehalois hatanug v'ho'avo shemalubish bo'ze adovor lehaloisoy l'sharoshoy yo'elin shebikdusha, but rather, to elevate the pleasure and the goodness that's found in that item, to elevate it to its source in holiness. V'shoyresh ho'elyon shel kol ha'avos v'atanugim hu b'chinas noyam ho'elyon. And the source and origin of all pleasures is this address called Noyam Ho'elyon, this heavenly splendor, Shemishom Nishtalshen V'Nimshochim Kol Ne'imas Hatayinim V'Tanugim Shiesh B'Chol Dovor, which is the source from which all pleasures that exist in this world, all physical pleasures and all good tastes and everything, emanate from there. They emanate from this heavenly source that's called Noyam Ho'elyon. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Mayofis umano amt ahavo betanugim, that the ahavo the loves, all the different things that people love in this world. People love food, people love women, people, this type of term, the avos, and the ta'anugim, and the pleasures of this world, are all tied into this no'amto, this no'yam ho'elyon. Shekol ho'avos, shemeluboshim, b'chol ha'ta'anugim, kulam nimshochim b'sharoshim ho'elyon, mibchinas no'yam elyon. Whereby all types, all things that people enjoy and like, and all pleasures, all originate from this heavenly source called no'yam ho'elyon, Shehu Bechinas Yosef, which is also another word for the tzaddik. Sometimes we use the word Noyam Ho'elyon to be a definition of the tzaddik. Where do we see the connection? Shehoyo Yefei Toyar V'Yefei Mara. When the Torah describes Yosef HaTzaddik, it describes him as a beautiful person. Yefei Toyar V'Yefei Mara. And Rav Nosnal says that's not coincidental. There's a reason for that. Because we're being shown that the tzaddik is an example of this noyam ho'elyon. Kaviyochel, the shechino, we use the term noyam ho'elyon regarding the shechino. And the term noyam ho'elyon could also be used regarding the tzaddik, who is also a source of goodness, of spiritual goodness, and spiritual sweetness, and love, and etc. Interesting, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh writes this clearly. He writes that we know a person's supposed to try to have Shmira Su'inayim. When a person comes into contact with women, unless there's a specific, if a person's looking for a shidduch, for example, the Gemara says a person's supposed to see the girl before he marries her. He should know, you know. But normally, a man is walking in the street or wherever it is, and there's women, especially if they're not dressed properly, but even if they are dressed properly, preferably to avoid looking at women. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh asks, what happens if a person sees? You know, let's say something came into their focus. They saw a woman. What should they do with that? And it could be, and if the woman's appearance is nice, it's beautiful, there's a moment of pleasure, or there's a moment of beauty. Now that item can be a tomei item, an impure item. It can lead a person, it can start a person on a road that leads to impure thoughts, etc., etc. Or, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says, once a person saw such a thing, what they should do is, they should connect the beauty immediately to Hashem. Because the thought that they should immediately elevate, in other words, make that connection, that any beauty that's there, it's not that she is beautiful, it's a beauty of Hashem that is found in this person. And again, what do I love? I love Hashem. I love Hashem. This is a manifestation of Hashem's beauty. I love Hashem, and it's similar to the concept he's talking about here, that when a person's eating, two people sit down to the same delicious steak, sizzling juicy steak, one person saying, boy, I love that steak, I enjoyed every bite, it's delicious, it's juicy, and another person has a completely different frame of mind. This is delicious, it's excellent. Wow, Hashem is so good that Hashem gave this to me. Hashem gave me the money to buy it, and Hashem helped me that it was prepared properly. And I number one, I'm thanking Hashem before I eat it. I make a shahakal before I eat it. I'll make a birchas hamazon after I eat it. I'll try to speak divrei Torah at the table because this is so chashuv an item. Because this steak cost $10, $15, it is an important item. Until they got to the steak, they had to graze the animal and shecht it, all the different procedures that went into before this steak appeared in my plate, you know, the way it did, that I want to make sure to connect everything in that to Hashem, to elevate it to the Noyam Ho'elyon, to its source within Kedusha. V'zeh b'chinas ma'yofis u'manoamt ahavo. And this is the reason why the Torah tells us that a Jew is supposed to make a bracha on anything that they're going to enjoy in this world. Because by making the bracha, by saying, blessed are you, Hashem, King of the world, who created this, I'm taking this item and I'm tying it up, I'm elevating it and connecting it to its source, to Hashem. כי כל הברכות הן בחינת שירויס ותשבחות לשם יתברך. Because every bracha that we make is basically a praise and a song to Hashem. Shemeshapchin umevorchin Hashem Yisborach shebora sadover hazeh, whereby we're praising and blessing Hashem for having created this. V'alkein kol habrochoi shebo ilom heim bebechinas noyam hoelyon. And therefore, since a brocha is really a praise and song to Hashem, then a bracha is a form of noyam hoelyoin. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki noim novo sehila. The word tehila means praise. That praise is naim. It's sweet. Rav Nosson Zal is using this pasuk to show that any time a person says a shevach to Hashem, they're plugging into that noyam hoelyoin, that heavenly sweetness. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Zamru l'shmoi, sing to Hashem, kinoim, because Hashem is sweet. Again, the pasuk's telling you that the way you plug into that noim is through Zamru l'Hashem. When a yid is praising Hashem, he's plugging into this noyam ho'elyon. And if he praises Hashem over a specific item, a food item, a drink item, he's plugging that item into its source, into its spiritual source, of which is this noyam ho'elyon. Sheze bechinas ne'im zemirois Yisrael shehevi shom rabbeinu zal b'soif ha'toranal. And this is where we get that term that's written about Dovid HaMelech, the ultimate singer in Klal Yisrael, singer and musician. Dovid HaMelech was called the ne'im zemirois Yisrael. This is supposed to connect that zemirois Yisrael, the song of Klal Yisrael, which is the shirois v'tishbochos Lashem, that's this noyam, that's a form of noyam, or that's a way of plugging into this noyam ho'elyon. Just as the Zohar HaKadosh says, I mentioned this last night in Ashir, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that when Levi was born, his mother said, Hapam yilove ish yelai. Now my husband is going to be dovuk to me. Yilove means very deeply attached. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this, on a spiritual plane, this is referring to the fact that the Levim were the Negina in the Beis HaMikdash. Levi is misitra de Niguna. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, that's dveikus. Nigun, niguna is the, you know, is the super high level of dveikus. Just like in the four levels of the Torah, the Torah is made up of four components: ta'amim, nekudos, tagin, and oisius. The musical notes, the crowns on the letters, the vowels, and the actual letters. The highest one of the four is the ta'amim, the musical notes. That's the highest one by far, much, much higher than the letters, than the vowels, than the tagin. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was doyresh tilei tilin shel halachos on the crowns. That the tam and the musical notes are much higher than that. Ki kol habrochois hem bechinas zemirois utehilois v'tishbochois l'Hashem Yisborach. Because all the brochois that we make are actually songs and praises to Hashem. Shaydeze ikar ha'hiskashrus lebechinas noyam ho'elyon. Which is one of the most powerful ways that a person connects, or a person can make an item connect to this noyam ho'elyon through zmirois v'tishpochos l'Hashem, ki iefsher ledabek b'habayris barashmoi lizkois l'noyam ho'elyon lachzois b'noyam Hashem ki im al yedei diburei brochois v'hoidois utfilois v'shirois v'tishpochos. This is one of those examples where Rav Nosson Zal leaves nothing to the imagination. He's making a perfectly clear statement that's non-negotiable. There's no Rashi, no Tosfos. This is crystal clear. The only way that a person, a Jew, can connect with this Noyam Ho'elyon and to be zeicha to what it says in the Pasuk, Lachzois b'Noyam Hashem, to see and feel and experience this heavenly splendor, is by verbalizing blessings and praises to Hashem. Shekulam heim bebechinas noyam, which are all in this category of noyam, bechinas ni'im zmirois kanal, or as we said before, ki noim novo sehila. The pasuk spells it out very clear for us. V'ze bechinas kol habrochois shetzrichin levorech al kol dovor shenene mimenu. And this is the concept why the Torah has us make a bracha on anything that we're going to get pleasure from, enjoyment from in this world. And a Jew is forbidden to have any pleasure or benefit from anything in this world without a bracha. Because this is one of the main responsibilities of a yid in this world in terms of tikkun ho'ilam. Hashem has created this thing. A person will say, I don't understand. I have this watermelon here. It tastes delicious, sweet. It's perfect. You're going to tell me I have to do something to fix it? This don't need no fixing. It ain't broke. There's nothing broken. It's perfect as is. Wrong. Your vision is limited. You don't see that even though the watermelon in its current state, you know, when it finishes, completes its little growing, is sweet and delicious and enjoyable, so long as it's not plugged into its source, to its origin, to this Noyam Ho'elyon, at most it can only be, at best, it can be a source of physical, you know, nutrition, maybe. Whereas, if a Jew is lecha to take that watermelon and follow all the halachas of the Torah on it, if there's maestros or true, you know what, and zecha to make a bracha on it with kavona, where they say Baruch Ato Hashem Avikenu Melech Olam Borei Pri Adama, whereby he connects that to that to Hashem, to the Noyam Ha'Elyon, you know, with the right kavona, then number one, both the physical item and anything spiritual is in there, gets elevated, gets plugged into Hashem. He gets elevated in the process. There's a major, major aliyah taking place when it's done that way. Shehu Noyam Ho'Elyon, to attach them to their source, which is Noyam Ho'Elyon, Shezeh Zoichin Alidei HaBrocha B'Kavona, which is what a person zoichet to when they make a brocha the right way, not boom, you know, people make a brocha completely unconscious of what they're saying. Here we're talking about a bracha where a person is thinking, you know, and even just perush hamilos, translating the words in your mind. Instead of taking 1.5 seconds for the bracha, taking 3 to 4 seconds. We're not talking about an hour, but we're talking about taking it seriously. Shehu bechinas noyam kanal, whereby the bracha is the noyam. Shaydeze ma'alenu makashrin kol ho'avos v'tanugim l'sharoshon bechinas noyam elyon. By doing this, we elevate and we connect all the pleasures of this world, all the loves of this world, to their source, to this Noyam Ho'Elyon. Now, with this introduction, now Rav Nosson Zal says, now watch. V'alkein iker kedushas kol ha'macholim hu me'eretz Yisrael. Now you could understand why the Torah makes a distinction between food of Eretz Yisrael versus food that's not from Eretz Yisrael. Shezeu bechinas kol ha-mitzvois ha-tluyos ba-oretz shekulam b'minei maichol dahainu ha-zayin minim u-kemavur leil. For example, there's a whole section in the Torah of trumois and maisrois and orla and bikurim, tens of mitzvois that are related to food that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael specifically. Ki ikar hashpoas noyam ho'elyein hu be'eretz Yisrael. Because the place on earth where this Noyam Ho'Elyon shines most is in Eretz Yisrael. The light of Hashem, the light of the Shechina, this we're calling here Noyam Ho'Elyon, shines most in Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur Batoiranal, as is explained in the chapter on the Likutei Moran. V'alkein shom b'Eretz Yisrael ikar kedushas v'achila. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael is a place where the person can experience the real concept of eating with holiness. Ki ikar kedushas v'achila hu kishezoichin l'kasher hatam v'atanu l'b'chinas Noyam Ho'Elyon kanal. Because the main holiness in eating is when a person is zoicha to connect the taste, the pleasure, the sweetness in the food, to connect it to this Noyam Ho'Elyon. Shehu b'chinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael kanal, which Rabbein Zal refers to over there on the Likutei Moran as the moichin, the seichel of Eretz Yisrael. V'yalkein ikar kol habrochei shemavorchin al kol ha'macholim onu lemeidim mibirchas ha'mozlim. Now Rabbein Zal says you can understand also why the Gemara learns out all birchas ha'nenim from Birchas HaMozlin. The only bracha that's really written in the Chumash is Birchas HaMozlin, where it says, V'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto. You'll eat, you'll finish, you'll be full, and you'll make a bracha. That's Birchas HaMozlin. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Hashto li'achrov mavorech lefonov le'kolshkin. Imagine if we make a bracha after eating, then logically, for sure, you should make a bracha before eating. כי עיקר כל הברוכויס הוא להמשיך קידוש אסרץ ישראל, שהוא בחינס נוים הועליון, כדי להלויס ולקשר כל הועבויס לשרושן כנל. Now Rav Nosson Zal further, you know, advances us a little bit now. We said before that the main bracha is to connect the item to Noyam Ho'elyon. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, the main purpose of the bracha is to draw the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is synonymous with Noyam Ho'elyon. Eretz Yisrael is that place, Shemanimim Zeh L'zeh Balocha, to draw the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael onto this food, thereby elevating it to the Noyam Ho'elyon. And thereby elevating the goodness in that item to its source. V'alkein lemeidin kol ha-brochas mi-brochas ha-mozlein. That's why the Gemara learns that all brochas from benching, ki ikar b'rochas ha-mozlein hu lahamshech b'chinas kedusha seretz Yisrael. Because benching is where it's most obvious that the main thing we're trying to do is to connect with the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Kemo shekosov, as the Pasuk says, v'yochalto, v'savoto, v'yirachto, es Hashem alekecho, al horetz ha-toiva. It doesn't say uveirachta Hashem alekecha because he's such a great guy. It says uveirachta Hashem alekecha al horetz ha-toiva. You'll bless Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Very specific. Ukimavur le'el kama pomim, as we explained earlier several times. So therefore we see that any time a person eats anything, one of their main goals, baruchnius, is to draw the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, which is going to be one of the most powerful ways of connecting the item to Noyam Ho'elyon. V'al kein peiroi seret Yisrael koidmin l'bracha. Now you can understand why when it comes to making brachas, the Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction that if the fruit comes from Eretz Yisrael, or if it's one of those special types associated with Eretz Yisrael, the bracha, you make the bracha on that. If you have a choice of making the bracha parades on an apple or a grape, make it on the grape because the grape is more closely associated with Eretz Yisrael. כי עיקר הברוכה היא להמשיך קדושה סרט ישראל, שהוא בחינס נוים, שהוא שוירה שואלים שבקדושה של כל הטעמים ואבס ותנוגם שבוילון. Because the main concept of the brocha is to draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is noyam, which is the heavenly source of all pleasures and tastes and loves. Shezoichinu zeh al yidei habrocha, which we're zoichetu by saying the brocha. Again, the brocha is shirois v'tishpochois tashem, which is itself noyam. Ki noyim novos sehila, ni'im zemirois yisro. Paragraph Beis, v'alkein tiknu chazal din kedimo bepeirois. And this is why the rabbis established the whole seder, a sequence of which fruit to make the bracha on first. You know, which bracha gets priority in making the bracha. Kifi chashivus umayla saperos, based on the importance of the fruit. And there's different things that make it important. One is which you like more. That's one of the distinctions in halacha. If there are two fruit in front of a person, one which he likes better and one she likes less, then al pi halacha, he should make the bracha on the one he likes more. If there's two fruit there and one is one of the seven types that Eretz Yisrael is associated with, and the other one is not, then again, that's a priority. And there are several different items that are listed as priorities there. Why? Why? In other words, is there a hierarchy? Is there a class structure in fruit? The answer is most definitely. Rav Nosson Zal explains here, ki kol hakovoid v'hachashivus sheboilom nimshach mishom mibichinas noyam ho'elyon kemavur ba'toyranal. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains in that chapter in Likutim Ram that the whole concept of kovoid and chashivus comes from this noyam ho'elyon. That's the source of kovoid. By the way, just for a moment, Kabbalistically, usually the word noyam is associated with bina, and Heichal is associated with Malchus. And I'll prove it to you through a few different ways. The word Heichal, He Yud Chof Lamed, is Bigimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the name of Hashem associated with Malchus. Odon. Odon means Melech. When it says in the Pasuk, Lachso is Benoyam Hashem, Ulevaker Beheicholoi, that Pasuk is referring to connecting with both Shechinas. The upper Shechina, which is called Bina, it's called Shechinta Ilo, the upper, and the lower Shechina, which is called Malchus, which is called Heichal. The word Noyam, the Arizal says, is Bigimatria, 150 and 70 is 120, and no, Nun and Ayin, 50 and 70 is 120, and Mem, right, 160, which is the Milui of Ekye, Hashem's name Ekye, which is associated with Bina. One of the formats is Kuf Nun Aleph, 151. So Noyam is Bina from there. There's a few proofs to this. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh talks about this in something we just had a couple of days ago. We had Shavuos. On Shavuos, we read Megillas Rus. And in Megillas Rus, there are two heroines, Naomi and Rus. Rus is the source of Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Dovid HaMelech came from Rus, right? So Rus is Malchus. Naomi is this Noyam Ho'elyon. She represents this upper Shechina. And there's a pasuk in Megillas Rus where it says, Vateilachno Shtehem Yachtov, that Orpah left them. There were two sisters at the time, Orpah and Rus, who both came from Moav, who had both married Machloin and Chilion, if you recall. And then the husbands died. And now there was a decision to be made. Naomi tried to send both of them away. Orpah took the bait. Orpah left and went back and went way, way down into Tumah, whole story that Gemara tells about what happened to her on the way back. And Rus stuck it out. Rus remained permanently connected and attached to Naomi. And this Vateilachno Shtehem, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shtehein, that in Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, it's divided into two parts, Yud-Kei and Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei is Kavyocho referred to as father and mother. Vav-Kei is referred to as son and daughter. Av-Eim ben Bas. So that the Hey is always feminine. Mekeva is always by a Hey at the end of a word, always signifies feminine. So these two Heys, Vateilachno Shtehem Yachtov, refers to Naomi and Rus, who represent this upper Shechina. Naomi is Miloshin Noyam Ho'elyon. That's what she symbolizes. This upper Shechina, a very high level of Kedusha, and Rus represents Malchus. So Rabbeinu Zal over there in the Likutei Moran shows that Kavoid, all Kavoid, comes from this Noyam Ho'elyon. He proves it from Psukim. Shalidei Hashpoas HaNoyam Ho'elyon Nimshach Hizgalus Kavoid Yisborach, that when this Noyam Ho'elyon is flowing properly, it broadcasts the Kavoid of Hashem, Shehu Shoyrish Habriya, which is the foundation of creation, Shoyrish Kol Ho'asora Mamorois, Shebohem Nivro Ha'ilam, which is the foundation of all the Asora Mamorois. Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes the pasuk, Uveheicholoi Kuloi Oimer Kavoid. Within the Heichal Hashem, Kula Omer, all the Ma'amorois, all the 10 Ma'amorois, all 10 statements of creation, their purpose was to broadcast the Kavod of Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran where this is elaborated on. V'alkein roi lechalek kovoid v'chashivus lahaperois linyan brocho lahaktim horoi lahaktim. Rav Nosson says, now you could understand why the Shulchan Aruch makes an issue of giving out kibudim. What are we talking about, aliyas to the Torah here? We're talking about lousy fruit. What's it? Chas v'shalom. Fruit, there's this whole issue of kovoid, being mechabe, this one over that one. Ki alidei habrocha nimshach hashpoas noyam ha'elyon. Because we learned earlier that saying the brocha properly triggers off a flow from this noyam ha'elyon. Shemishom ikar hakovoid v'chashivus kanal, which is the source of kovoid and chashivus. V'alkein roiv hakovoi shebnei adam mechapim zeh hu b'minei maichol amashka kederech oylam shekishechot nichnas lebeis chaveroi v'roitze lechabdoi hu mechabdoi zebeis edvar maichol amashka. And this is why the norm in the world is that when somebody wants to show respect to somebody, especially if the person comes into your home, one of the most logic, you know, one of the most probable ways of doing it is by offering them food or drink. That's a form of kovod. It's called kibud. Put some kibud on the table. Kibud means food and drink. V'chein omer Hazal linyan isur v'heter. And so too the Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about things that are forbidden and permissible, it uses the terminology chaticho horu'uya l'eskabed. That there's a concept of a meaningful piece is a piece that you would use to give respect to a person. You would offer it to a guest. That size piece. Ki ikur kol hakovoid nimshach minoyam ho'elyon, because the main source of kovoid is this noyam ho'elyon shehashpo'osoy melubosh becholam acholam ashkois, and the flow of this noyam elyon is found within all items of food and drink. V'alkein shom ikra kovoy, and this is why within food and drink is found the essence of this kovoid. V'zeh b'chinas shulchan melachim, melech hakovoid. This is why we have a term that's used again in Gemara, in Halacha, whether this item would qualify to be found on a table of kings, fit for a king. This was a meal that was fit for a king. What does food have to do with kingdom? It has a lot to do. Food is kovoid, and king is kovoid, melech hakovoid. Kemoshom Rabbein Ezal b'mokom achar, as Rabbein Ezal says in the Torah, Vayiv Hashem Elokim Tzatzelo b'Siman Samach Zayin, in chapter 67, in the first half of Likud Imran. Ki ikar hakovoid mezgale al yidei b'chinas noyam o'elyon. Because the main way that kovoid, the main thing that broadcasts kovoid, is this noyam o'elyon, shezoichen lekabel mishon b'shas hashulchan negdusha, whereby a person zoicha to draw from that when he's eating properly, when he's eating bigdusha, kishezoichen lavorech habrocha is koroi, when the person zoicha to make the brochas the right way, with the right kavona, and following the halacha, knowing what comes first, what comes second. You have this posik, lachzois benoyam Hashem, ulevaker beheicholoi, that the noyam Hashem is what's mashpia to the heichal, and heichal is kovoid. The pasuk says ubeheicholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. The heichal is the malchus, which is the source of kovoid. So the source of kovoid is noyam ho'elyon. So if we're saying that when it comes to food and drink, number one, the pleasure and the goodness that's found in the food and drink, that itself is an aspect of this noyam ho'elyon. And when you make a bracha on the item, that's when you're really plugging into the noyam ho'elyon. Then all of that is very much tied into kovoid. That's why food is called kovoid. It's a form of respect, a way of showing respect to Shabbos. Is special food on Shabbos a way of special showing kovoid to a person? Is we never eat this kind of stuff, you know, when we don't have guests. But a guest comes to our home, we prepare a beautiful. Why? Because it's kovoid. This is the tool. This is the kli for giving kovoid. Paragraph Gimel, V'zeh ma sh'atoyro mishabeches eseret Yisroel b'shiva saminim, sheyesh bo peiro istoivim ko'elo, v'shi eret zovas cholo v'dvosh. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address a very, very powerful question, a question that screams throughout the Torah. What kind of nonsense, what kind of ridiculous, absurd thing is this? The Jews are supposed to be a spiritual people, and Israel, Eretz Yisrael, is supposed to be a spiritual land. How much less spiritual can you get than the Torah saying that Eretz Yisrael is the land that flows with milk and honey? Eretz Yisrael is the land of wheat and potatoes, you know, not potato, but I'm saying wheat and barley and... How much less spiritual can you get than putting it down into food, just talking about the food the whole time? V'chizehu shevach shel Eretz Yisrael hakadosh kol kach. This is the praise of this extraordinary holy spiritual land. V'Hashem Yisborach hiftiach bekama havtochos la'Avram u'le'Yitzchok li'Yaakov lo'seis es oretz le'zarom. Hashem promised the greatest tzaddikim of all time, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, that you're such great, wonderful people, we're going to give you this land. You want to know how great this land is? It's milk and honey. Ubiser li Yisrael al yidei Moshe kama v'kam upon him. And Hashem promised Klal Yisrael many times through Moshe Rabbeinu shehu muchon l'kayim avtechosei liten lehem es oretz, that Hashem is going to fulfill His promise. He's going to give us Eretz Yisrael. V'chol ha-Torah malei ha-mishevach et Eretz Yisrael l'mayin ha-bedaklik bo. And the entire Torah from cover to cover is full of Eretz Yisrael, full of praising Eretz Yisrael. V'chol pam shemoychiach u'maziroi samalkim ha-Torah v'amitzvos b'chlol yisrael b'protis. And any time that Hashem is warning the Jews about fulfilling the Torah, doing the mitzvahs the right way, u'mazkir al-piroi v'seretz Yisrael. He always says, you'll be good boys, guess what I'll give you? Not ice cream and sugar, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. That's the reward. Lavoi l'reshes esoretz, kemavura b'psukim rabim ein mispura, v'chi kol harash hazeh, k'dei lechol peiro istoivim kwele? The whole fuss, thousands and thousands of times throughout Yiddishkeit about Eretz Yisrael, is just this? This is the ultimate? That we're going to get to go to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to get to eat Jaffa oranges. Then we know we made it as spiritual beings. That's what it's all about? אך באמס, עיקרה הכוונה הוא שיש בו פירויס טויבים ומסוקים כאלה שמקבלים טעמום ונעימוס מסיכוסם מנועם הועליון. The fuss, the issue here is that the fruit of Eretz Yisrael are most closely connected to this Noyam Hoelyon, to this source of spirituality, this source of heavenly splendor. V'shom daiko yecholen leskasher l'Noyam Hoelyon ade aperus hatoiv m'sheshom. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's most natural to be able to connect to that Noyam Hoelyon through the fruit that's found in Eretz Yisrael. Al yidei shenizke lekayim hamitzvos hatluyos bohem shenoyegem b'Eretz Yisrael daika. By fulfilling those mitzvos which apply only to the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, you know, and in Eretz Yisrael. Nimtzo she'ikar mash meshabeches Eretz Yisrael b'shiv samlim hatoivim ikar hakavono al shoyresh hatam shelohem. So therefore, when the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael for its fruit, it's not talking just on a physical level, it's talking about the source from which that fruit draws its specialness. Shehu Noyam Hoelyon, which is this Noyam Hoelyon, Shezoichin Beretz Yisrael Daiko, which a person can connect with in Eretz Yisrael much, much more so, much better than anywhere else. Veze Bevadai Shevach Godel V'Noramoid. And that is very spiritual. That is awesome. That's fantastic. You know, to say that if you're going to be good Jews, if you're going to be tzaddikim and learn Kabbalah and do all the mitzvahs, you know, 4 billion mitzvahs, the reward is we're going to give you a wheat, you know, a plate of wheat germ, Israeli wheat germ, that wouldn't do it. That wouldn't be so special. But to say you're going to be zeichet to wheat of Eretz Yisrael, which has a direct line to the Noyam Hoelyon, much, much more so than more spiritual items, than the Chamoshim in Chutz Laretz, you know, Lahavdil in a sense, that's making a very, very serious statement. That the peiros, those foods of Eretz Yisrael, which are tied in bedafka to the mitzvos hatluyos boretz, that they have the most direct line to this Noyam Hoelyon, that's saying something very serious about them. Ki ikar avoida so'odom kol yemei chayov hu lizkois lenoyam hoelyon. Because one of the most clear descriptions of a Jew's mission in life is to be zoichet to this Noyam Hoelyon. Lachsois benoyam Hashem, to be zoichet to this heavenly splendor, lahakir gidulosois baruch, which means to come to understand Hashem, to connect with Hashem in the best way possible. Ukamoshe kosuv, as one of the most religious people of all time, once said, achas shoalti meyes Hashem, that if I want to summarize everything that I want from Hashem, I could summarize it, I could put it all into one request. The one request is, lachsois benoyam Hashem, to be zeichet to see and connect with and experience this Noyam Hashem. So this is the goal and mission and objective of every single Yid, to connect with that Noyam Hashem. And Rav Moshe Zal showed us here in this first paragraph, based on that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, how the physical pleasures in this world are all a hishtalshelus from this Noyam Hashem. Their shoyrish is this Noyam Hashem. And depending on how high level the physical item is, if it comes from Eretz Yisrael or it's this, that determines the level of kovoy, the level of respectability of the item, and how well it connects to this Noyam Hashem. And when a person is able to take it a step further and praise Hashem over that item, then they're really, really plugging into, they're plugging themselves and the food item into this Noyam Hashem in a fantastic way. Somebody just reminded me, somebody, a real somebody, Rabbi Nachman Herman, that there's a Gemara in Brachas, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that there are three items in Yiddishkeit which are unique, very unique, in that these three items don't come easy. They don't come easy. They come with Yisurim. The three items are Eretz Yisrael, Chaye Olam Haba, and Torah. This is what he says, and he proves it from Pesukim. He shows a pasuk by each one of these things that they don't come easy. So the Arizal, I'm almost sure it's the Arizal who says this, Rav Rosenfeld said over the name of the Arizal, that this is merumos in what Dovid HaMelech was mispal for. When Dovid HaMelech said that there's one thing, no, lachsa is b'noyim Hashem. Where? Where is this noyim Hashem? The answer is it's in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Olam Haba. It's in the Torah. That's why the first letters of the word Achas, the Aleph is Eretz Yisrael, the Ches is Chayei Olam Haba, and the Tov is Torah. That through those three items, a person connects with this Lachzos B'nai, with this Noyam Oelion. And we're learning about it right now. Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba, obviously, is talking about that's the place where a person totally connects with this Noyam Oelion. That's the reward. The Gan Eden, the pleasure of Gan Eden is this Noyam Hashem. And again, it's the Torah. It's the Kiyum HaTorah. The Torah is the place of this Noyam Elyon also. V'zeh Shom Razal, and this is why the Gemara says, Al Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Shenisav Eretz Yisrael Kol Kach, V'hispalel Tov Kuf Tes Vov Tfilos, K'dei Lovoy Eretz Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu desired Eretz Yisrael so much, and he davened 515 Tfilos, to get Eretz Yisrael. V'hikshu al zeh, and the Gemara asks about this, v'chilecho mipiryahu tzarech, v'lizboi mituva? Was it because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted fruit? He wanted to taste a Jaffa orange, or he wanted, you know, is that why he wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, no. Ela b'shvil ekayim ha-mitzvois ha-tluyois boretz. His reason for wanting so desperately to come was to be able to fulfill the special mitzvahs that you could only do in Eretz Yisrael, which happened to be tied into the food of Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is what the Gemara says. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hadovor tamua. This question and answer in the Gemara is very strange. Rav Nosson Zal asks, what was the Gemara's understanding to begin with? Did it occur to anybody, did anybody imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu's desire to come to Eretz Yisrael was based on the fruit, you know, that he was into eating fruit and he couldn't wait to taste the difference between a Jaffa orange and a Florida orange? That was the issue? So what was the Gemara's question to begin with? So Rav Nosson Zal answers, Ach ikara hakashi v'ateretz umasha kosavnu. However, the essence of the question and answer here is based on what we're talking about. Ki machma sheroyin shemoish rabbeinu olav shalom mishabeach eretz Yisrael b'shevach ha-peiros kanal. Because of the fact that if you look throughout the Chumash, wherever Moshe Rabbeinu talks about Eretz Yisrael, what does he talk about? Does he talk about the universities in Eretz Yisrael? What does he talk about? He talks only about the fruits. Look throughout the Chumash. Wherever he talks about praising Eretz Yisrael, it's the fruit and the milk and the honey. That's it. Doesn't say much else. Al kein hu makshes lois. Therefore, the Gemara had this question. V'chilecho mipiryah? Could it be that that's what Eretz Yisrael is all about? Because if you look at on the surface of what's written, that's all that seems to be there. Ki anu royin shekol shevach Eretz Yisrael hu mishabeach oiso shei eretz zovas chol v'udvosh eretz chita soira gefen teina. We see that wherever Moshe Rabbeinu writes about Eretz Yisrael, he writes basically about these two things, period. It's the land flowing with milk and honey. It's the land of these seven special species. So if you're telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu was desperate to get to Eretz Yisrael, could it be that this is what it was all about, period? V'zesh emetareitz, and this is why the Gemara comes back and answers, Ela b'shvil ekayim mitzvois ha-tluyos boretz. It wasn't the physical fruit that he was interested in. He was looking for the spirituality behind it. He was looking for the mitzvois. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki be'emes shevach Eretz Yisrael hein peiroseho hatoivim vanibin. It's true. It's true that the praise of Eretz Yisrael, the goodness of Eretz Yisrael, is its wonderful fruit. U'bishvil zeh hisave Moshe Eretz Yisrael. And that is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael. Ach! However, loyhoyo kavanos echasvashom letam hagashmi shel haperois, he wasn't interested in the physical taste of the fruit. That wasn't what was driving him so strong. Rak ikar kavanosoi kedei lizkois lekayim hamitzvois hatluyes boretz. His desire was that through these fruit, by fruit, when it comes to fruit grown in Israel, there are special mitzvahs that you can do with those fruit that you can't do with fruit of chutz loretz. Kedei shayidei hamitzvois Yekasher tam hamasikas uneima saperois lisharoshon lebchinas noyam elyoim. He understood that when it comes to the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, by the brachas you make on them and the additional special mitzvahs that you do with these fruit that you can't do with fruit of Chutz Loretz, there's the ability to connect these fruits to that Noyam Ho'elyon, to that high, high level spiritual source, more so than anywhere else in the world. Shezeh Iker Chukas Moshe. That was the main yearning of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chol HaTzadikim, and the yearning of all the Tzadikim, Lizkois Lachsois Benoyam Hashem, to be zeichet to connect with that Noyam Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Eretz Yisrael, through its produce, has the ability to help a person connect to that Noyam Ho'elyon better than any place else in the world. That it's specifically Eretz Yisrael and the fruits of Eretz Yisrael that have this special, special connection to this Noyam Ho'elyon. Paragraph Dalit. Vehine mevoyer ba Toiranal, Sheretz Yisrael hi bechinas Noyam, v'alkein shom ikra hamoichin. Rabbi Nazal explains in chapter 71 in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran, which is the chapter that this halacha is based on, that Eretz Yisrael is the place, is the main place of this Noyam, and therefore, Eretz Yisrael is the main place of Moichin, of Seichel Dikdusha, of a higher level of understanding of Hashem and of wisdom. Ki ein chochma ki chochmas Eretz Yisrael, because we know the Gemara says there is no wisdom like the wisdom of Eretz Yisrael. So we see Eretz Yisrael is different when it comes to wisdom. Ki ikara hamoichin imshochin minoyam ho'elyoin, because the main Seichel comes from this Noyam ho'elyoin, Sheshoifeya Beretz Yisrael canal, which flows more so in Eretz Yisrael than anywhere else. Avol Moichin shel Chutz Loretz him bechinas Choivlim, whereas the Seichel of Chutz Loretz is referred to as Choivlim, bechinas Machloikis, which is an aspect of confusion, an aspect of lack of unification, lack of unity. K'may shekosov shom, as Rabbein Azal writes over there in Likutei Moran, u'machma she'elu amoichin shel Chutz Loretz, she'em bechinas Choivlim, mivakshin li'atzmon, tikun, v'tikunam hi beis, she'mekabal mashpoas hanoyim elyon adei kliyanas adei atzdoko. And Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that there are these two types of seichel. There's the seichel of Eretz Yisrael, which is a seichel of unity. It's a seichel of peace. There's the seichel of Chutz Loretz, which is a seichel of diversity, you know, like people different, everybody seeing things different from each other, machloikis. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran that this seichel of Chutz Loretz realizes that it's incomplete, it's not right. And it has to look to correct itself, it has to look to change itself from a state of confusion, from a state of machloikis, to become, to get to a level of noyama, of peace and sweetness. And when can it do that? Whenever there is a flow of this Noyam, whenever this Noyam Oelian turns on its faucet and is flowing, that's when these Moichin of Chutz Loretz suddenly wake up and they say, hey, that's the signal. That's the signal that we better run to the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael to try to merge ourselves into them. If we attach ourselves now to the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, they'll be able to cure us. Will be able to become part of it. There's these two entities, Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, Moichin of Chutz Loretz. This one is unity, this one is Machloikis. And then there's this Noyam Ho'Elyon, there's this flow of Kedusha coming from above. When that flow, anytime that flow is turned on, these Moichin of Chutz Loretz know that's an opportunity for them to come running and seek their tikkun. Their tikkun is to get rid of their Machloikis, you know, and to get to a state of unity. Al yidei kli hanas, al yidei tzedakah. And Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likut Imran that the way, in order for them to receive their tikkun, a certain keli has to be formed into which this Noyam Ho'elyon can flow, and the keli is tzedakah. Because Rabbein Azal shows that throughout the Torah, when it speaks about tzedakah, charity, it always uses the term nedivu slave. That charity, the beauty of charity is when it's being given with a good heart, with goodwill. Goodwill. And goodwill goes together with this Noyam Ho'elyon. This Noyam Ho'elyon is also an aspect of Ratzon Toiv. That's what it's all about. שאוז בוין המייכן של חוץ לארץ, של חייבלים ונויפלים למייכן של ארץ ישראל בחינס נויים כדי לסתק נעיד איזה. And when that faucet is turned on, when that faucet of נויים העליין is turned on, that's when these מייכן of חוץ לארץ come running to the Meichen of Eretz Yisrael to say, hey guys, we're here. This is a great opportunity for us to join you and to get fixed up. Ki oz huzman tikunam, because that's the best opportunity for them to get their tikun. Kemavoyer Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran over there. Al kein lefomim ha-moichen shel chutz laretz b'chinas choyvlim heim pegumim kol kach ad shegormim pegam gam la-moichen shel Eretz Yisrael sheim b'chinas noyam. However, at times, the Moichen of Chutz Loretz are in such a mess, they represent such a level of disunity, that when they come running to the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael, hoping that the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael is going to cure them, what happens is not only do the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael not cure the Moichen of Chutz Loretz, but the Moichen of Chutz Loretz mess up the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael. V'loi dai sh'loi nistakl ma'choyvel ma'al yidei anoyim, not only do the Moichen of Chutz Loretz not get fixed up, Adarabba, just the opposite. Heim poigmin oison. They go ahead and they mess up the seichel of Eretz Yisrael. Umize bo hamachloikes sheyesh b'Eretz Yisrael gam kein chas v'shalom. And Rabbeinu Zal said this would explain how it's conceivable that there's machloikes in Eretz Yisrael. If the Gemara tells us up front that Eretz Yisrael is the land of peace, Eretz Yisrael is the land where people can get together on halacha. People can get together and come up with a conclusion that everybody agrees with when it comes to halacha. Whereas Chutz Loretz is the place of debates, debates and debates and confusion, everything. Rabbi Nachman had just visited Eretz Yisrael a short while before he gave this shir in Likutei Moran, and he found major machloikas going on in Eretz Yisrael. And he felt obligated to explain it. Why is it this way? If the Gemara says that the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael are Shemanimim Zelazeh, that the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael draw from this Noyam Hoelion, they represent this heavenly splendor which is smooth, no rough edges, no wrinkles, no arguments. Then how come we see there's big time arguments in Eretz Yisrael? And he explained that this is what it's about. It comes about because there are these two entities, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz, and Chutz Loretz is seeking a tikkun. When they see the Noyam Oelyon flowing, they come running for a tikkun, but sometimes they're in such a bad state that not only don't they get corrected, it's a concept of one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. You take a rotten fruit and put it into a drawer with nice, good, fresh fruit, and sometimes the fresh fruit doesn't make the rotten fruit get cured. It goes the other way. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas goydel ha'yisurim shetzrichen lizboil koydem sheboim l'Eretz Yisrael." Rav Nosson Zal was writing this halacha, obviously, at the time that he was trying to get to Eretz Yisrael. He was making his plans and wanting desperately to visit Eretz Yisrael, because he had heard from his rabbi, from Rabbeinu Zal, that one of the greatest achievements that a Jew can accomplish in life is to be zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael, especially to settle in Eretz Yisrael. But even to visit Eretz Yisrael is a major, major, major achievement for a Jew. And Rabbeinu Zal had written about it and spoken about it, and Rabbeinu Zal himself showed extraordinary, extraordinary mesiras nefesh. He put his life in his hands to get to Eretz Yisrael at a time when there was wars going on, a serious danger to his life, and he still undertook the trip to Eretz Yisrael. And he came to Eretz Yisrael, he stayed here for about a half a year, and he went back to his home in Chutz Loretz for many reasons. But Rav Nosson Zal had heard that, and he knew how important it was. Rav Nosson Zal was trying to do everything he can to go, and this is one of the places in Likutei Halachos where he writes about the obstacles, the difficulties, and why it should be this way. Why is it that a person experiences such difficulties sometimes when they want to come to Eretz Yisrael? Va'oitzim ribui hamaniyos b'li shir shetzrichen l'shaber koydim shebom l'Eretz Yisrael, and the incredible amount of obstacles that a person engages upon trying to come to Eretz Yisrael. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Sheretz Yisrael hu echot me'advorim sheboim al yidei surim. That Eretz Yisrael is one of the three major items which come, they don't come easy, comes through suffering. Ve'ikar ha'yisurim heim ha'moinim Eretz Yisrael. And the main obstacle, the main difficulty is the obstacles. V'chol zeh nimshach mebechinas ha'choiv l'man al shem bechinas loshen chabola v'yisurim. Dehayinu meniyo yishem bechinas machloikis. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is all, what's the source of it? What's the cause of those obstacles? The cause of the obstacles is this moichin of chutz l'aretz, which is called choivlim, which is machloikis. Choivlim means machloikis, and choivlim also means chabala, miloshin suffering. Ki kol hamaniyah shaboylam him bechinas machloikis. Because all obstacles, whenever we talk about a person having obstacles to accomplish something, obstacles to learn Torah, obstacles to set up a business, lahavdol, whatever it is, the obstacles are a type, are an aspect of machloikis. Ki ha'adam roitze kach linsoy l'Eretz Yisrael, because the person wants A, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'hamaniyoy samdim kenegdoy v'cholkem alav roitzim l'manachas shom. And the obstacles want B, they want him not to go to Eretz Yisrael. And they're standing in his way, blocking him, holding him back from fulfilling what he wants. V'chol zeh nimshach mebechinas ha'choivlim shem ha'moichin shel chutz l'aretz shem bechinas machloikis. The source of this is the moichin of chutz l'aretz, which is machloikis. That's what it's all about. Hainu machma sha'choivlim roitzim. Now watch how he explains this. Hainu machma sha'choivlim roitzim lehistakin al yidei hanoyam al kein takeith kisha'odam nisoirer leilech l'aretz Yisrael nimshach olav he'ora mebechinas hanoyam el yin shem ha'moichin shel l'aretz Yisrael. What Rav Nosson Zal explains, the sequence of events. My name is A. My name is Chaim. I live in Chutz Loretz. I hear about Eretz Yisrael and I make a decision that I want to come to Eretz Yisrael, whether it's to visit or to come to live. As soon as I make that decision and I start acting on it, a switch gets turned on in Eretz Yisrael. A flow of Noyam Elyon, a laser beam of Noyam Elyon gets turned on in Eretz Yisrael and comes towards me to help me, to pull me in, to try to help me get to Eretz Yisrael. Now, these Choyvlim in Chutz Loretz who have their radar screens, suddenly they see alien. They see a flow, Noyam Elyon is flowing. That's our signal. Come on, guys, let's run. Because we have a chance to get our ticket. There's somebody who wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's sneak into his suitcase, in his pockets, in his stomach, in his brain. Let's attach ourselves to him so that as he's moving towards Eretz Yisrael, as this Noyam Elyon is flowing, maybe we'll get a ticket. Maybe we'll get converted from Choyvlim into Neiman. These Moichen of Chutz Loretz are looking for their ticket. And because of the fact that these moichin of chutz l'aretz are machloikis, v'nechaz bohem hazuama shel chutz l'aretz shi eretz amim, and they have that filth, that impurity of chutz l'aretz, al kein mizgaber hora shebohem u'mevalvel moich ha'odom v'garmeloi menias g'doylas meretz Yisrael v'tzorach yegiyah l'shabram. Therefore, the negative aspects, the impurities of these choivlim, of these moichin of chutz l'aretz, start making the person nuts. Start acting in a form of machloikis. They start serving as obstacles to block him from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Even though you might ask, but what are you talking about? That doesn't make no sense. If you're telling me that these choivlim know that their tikkun is to get to Eretz Yisrael, then why would they do anything to block it? The answer is, listen. Listen to their name. Their name is machloikis. The name of the Moichin of Chutz Loretz, their second name, their family name is not Rabinowitz. They're called Machloikis. That's their name. So when they start moving, when they get active, they're active in a form of Machloikis, in a form of obstacles in Machloikis. That's what they're all about. So this person who lives in Chutz Loretz, who suddenly decided to start moving towards Eretz Yisrael, and thereby flicked on a switch of Noyam Ho'elyoim, and these Choyvlim realized, hey guys, this is an opportunity for us. The second they show up in a person's life, that person experiences turbulence. There's turbulence. You know, you're on the plane coming to it, and the guy pilot gets on and says, fasten your seatbelts, there's going to be some turbulence. This is before you get on the plane even. The minute a person decides that they want to come to Eretz Yisrael, these choivlim know that this is an opportunity for them possibly to get a tikkun, and when they show up,
the person experiences turbulence.
Ki be'emes, listen to this now. Ki be'emes zehu klal godol b'avodas ha'boreis barach. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a very important rule when it comes to serving Hashem. She'ikar kol ha'menias she'boilom heim rak menias ha'moyach. That when a person is trying to do a mitzvah, or a person is trying to become more religious, or trying to improve themselves in any way, and the person is experiencing obstacles, the obstacle is his own mind. That's the real obstacle. All the other obstacles are nonsense. They're minor. The main obstacle is what's going on in the person's own mind. Ki kol ma shehodom roitze be'emes, yochoy ligmor kirtzoinoi, vein shum meniyah shetuch alamoinoi. Because any time a human being makes a decision that they're going to do something, they want to do something, they have the ability to see it through from beginning to end. And there's no obstacle in the world that can stop them. Ve'ikar ha'maniyah hu rak machma she'adayin einoy mamin bedatoy b'shleimus karuya shu'tzorech la'aseh dovra zeh. The obstacle is the fact that in the person's mind he has not yet concluded that he has to do this, that this is something that must happen. When a human being decides this must happen, there's nothing in the world that can get in their way. There's no obstacle that's insurmountable. If a person comes to a realization that his eternal life is dependent on accomplishing this and this, there's nothing in the world that can stop him. Because if a Jew really believed in the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, how holy Eretz Yisrael really is, nothing in the world could stop him from getting there. And all the obstacles in the world would be a joke to him, would be nonsense to him. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth really is that they are nonsense. The obstacles are nonsense. Ki ha'meniya ha'gdoyla, ki ha'meniya ha'gdoyla, if you want to say, what are you talking about? I live in Ukraine, and for me to get to Israel, I got to cross two seas. I got to cross the Black Sea and the Mediterranean. What are you talking about? What am I supposed to do, swim? Well, you know. Rav Nosson says, nonsense. V'halo yonu roim alofim urevovois bnei odom. She'porsh natzmon liyamim lemei rochoik yoisim eretz Yisrael. B'shvil sofek revach. What are you talking about? Every single day there's thousands and tens of thousands of people setting out on ships to go to places further than Israel. Bishvil sofek revach. On a maybe that they're going to do business. For a possibility, a chance to do business. To buy merchandise, to go to the Orient, to do merchandise. Ze noise la Marseille. One person travels to Marseille in France, Vizela London, and one person's traveling to London. Even in those days, they had people that made mistakes that went to London. Vizela America, and other real crazy guys who are traveling to America. Sherochoik Mo'oid, which is much further than Eretz Yisrael, from the Ukraine, where Rav Nosson Zal is writing this. He's in the Ukraine at the time. And he's saying, what are you, you're going to tell me it's a big deal to cross the oceans? I see thousands and tens of thousands of people traveling every day, you know, setting out to France and London, and France and England and America. Makolshkein, l'Istanbul, especially to Istanbul, ula'ako, sheshchichim oivrim v'shovim harbe. There's people that are constantly traveling back and forth. So you can't tell me, well, it's impossible. How in the world am I supposed to get across the ocean? And if you want to say, of course, just give me the money. Sure, there's no problem crossing the ocean, but there's a problem getting hold of the money. Where do I get hold of $1,000? Rav Nosson Zal says, what are you talking about? We see many poor people who are marrying off their sons and daughters, and it's costing them much, much more than a trip to Israel. They're spending much more, spending a lot of money, a lot of expenses. Umeayin loy chemelo haitzois. Where are they getting the money from? Where are they getting the money from? So you have some people that say, it's obvious, they're stealing. Everybody knows the religious people steal. Who do they steal from? Don't know, because if they're all stealing, there's nobody to steal from. They're stealing from the irreligious. You know, Rav Nosson says, no, I'll tell you exactly where they're getting the money from. Listen to this. Listen to this. Haloi hu rak machmashehem mishtoikikim kol kach lahasi b'neim u'b'noiseim, because of the fact that they want so desperately to marry off their children, they really, really want to marry off their children, u'metzapim l'Hashem yizborach, and they turn to Hashem, they look to Hashem for help, Hashem ends up giving them whatever they need. Today, in the year 2000, there are thousands of people in Chutz La'aretz asking this question. How in the world do those people in Israel do it? It's ridiculous. You got guys, people have 10 children, 6, 11 children, marrying them off. Each child needs an apartment. Each kid needs a shrimal. It's impossible. It's not impossible. It's happening every day, 100 times a day. And they're not robbing banks. People that read newspapers say, you don't see that there are 600 banks a day being robbed here. So they're not robbing banks. They're not ripping off the wealthy. How is it happening? Rav Nosson says the answer is, it's happening because they want it. And when a human being wants something, it happens. It happens. Even if he's religious. And even if it appears to be like an impossible, what do you mean, what? You want $50,000? I could want $50,000 from today till tomorrow. It's not going to help me. You're wrong. It is going to help you. If you want it enough, then you don't have to be a stockbroker. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be born to a wealthy family. Whoever you are, if you want it, you'll turn to Hashem. You will have it. No question about it. To the point where eventually Hashem gives them whatever they need. How much more so? So how much more so? If a Jew made a decision that one of the most important things in his life is to get to Eretz Yisrael, and he would be prepared to do everything he could to get there, there's no question in the world that Hashem would help the person get there. No question in the world. Therefore, if a Jew believed in the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the importance of Eretz Yisrael, 1/1000th of what it really is, people would run and they'd fly. This was written 150 years ago. They'd fly to Israel. The same way a person would run if he knew that they're giving out hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody found out that there's a country in the world where people lost their marbles and they decided to give away all their money and stuff. And people are standing in the streets giving out $100 bills. Guys would figure out how to get there. Even if they didn't have no money, no cars, no planes, they'd find a way to be there to get some of those $100 bills. The person would run there with everything they have. There wouldn't be any obstacle in the world that could stop them. They would borrow. They'd sell everything they have. You know, for the $1,000, for the plane ticket, or for the ship ticket, whatever it is. The person would fly there with tremendous speed, you know, in hysteria. You know, they'd run there. Makolshkein v'kolshkein. So if that's on a physical level, if that's for $100 bills, how much more so? Im hayahod meisim laliboy shevach Eretz Yisrael. If a person would stop to think about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, shekol haTorah kula meiroshel aseifa milayah mishevach Eretz Yisrael, whereby the entire Torah from beginning to end is full of describing the wonderfulness, the splendor, the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ha-Torah mascheles mi bereishis bara lekemes ha-shemayim ve-ha-aretz. Rav Nosson Zal proves this now. If you look at the first line in the Torah, what's the first line? In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. What's that all about? It's about Eretz Yisroel. What are you talking about? Rav Nosson says, look in Rashi, Upirish Rashi. Rashi says over there, on that first pasuk, the Torah really should have started with the month of Nisan, should have started with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That was the first mitzvah that the Jews undertook as a people when they were leaving Egypt. Why did Hashem start with these stories? You know, in the beginning, I created heaven. Who needs that? It's a book of laws. It's a book of ideology of religion. Where's the religious ideology in telling us that Hashem created heaven and earth? Umipneima posach bebereshis, Rashi answers, Bishvil koyach masov higidliyamo iloses lohem nachlas goyim. Hashem had to tell the Jews about the fact that he created the world in order for them to know why Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people. It's only because Hashem created the world, that's why he had the right to lease it to these other seven countries for Islam. He had the right to let anybody he wants in for whatever period of time. And the second he says, okay guys, time to leave, it's time for the permanent residents to come in, it's time for the Jews to come in, it's Hashem's option to do that. Why? Because he created heaven and earth. So Rashi's telling us right over there that the first line in the Torah is talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's all about. That's why Hashem wrote that I created heaven and earth, to make a statement about Eretz Yisrael. Shilayom ruhakum listam atem, so that the non-Jews shouldn't be able to say, the Jews are thieves, we were here first. Nimtza, shekol ha-Torah shemi bereshis ad ha-chodesh ha-zelochem, ha-koil b'shvil shenucha lichboish Eretz Yisrael. So what Rashi is really saying is that the entire book of Bereshis and the first section of Shemois, up until HaChodesh Tazlachem, that whole piece that Hashem wrote, that was the question was, why not start from HaChodesh Tazlachem? And Rashi answered, I'll tell you why. Because it had to write all of this other stuff for Eretz Yisrael. That means all of this other stuff is about Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's all about. That's the message. V'chol ha-sipurim, ha-shatorah mesaperes mi-briyas oylam, v'leidas ha-ovois, v'siboiseyem, v'gilguleyem, ha-koil hu-las es derech kvushel Eretz Yisroel, v'chol olam v'chol zman. And therefore, Parshas Bereishis, Noyach, Lech Lecho, Chayisora, all of that stuff, everything that's written in there, about Avram Avinu, the theme, the essence of it is, about Eretz Yisroel. And it's to carve out a path to make it possible for all Jews of all times to be able to know that their place is Eretz Yisroel, and that they have the ability to get to Eretz Yisroel. As Hashem carried on with Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, and Hashem performed tremendous miracles. The main reason behind it all was to eventually give them and their descendants the land of Eretz Yisroel. That's what it was all about. Kimavur ba Torah, as it says clearly in the Chumash, she take it the Parshas Noach, she kosev shem leida Avram Avinu shorishin lovois. If you look at the end of Parshas Noach, where it talks about Avram Avinu being born, he was the first one of the forefathers, the hu harishon shegila lekusa boilam. He was the first one to broadcast a message about faith in Hashem to the world. Take it from Miyad, Giloloy Hashem Yisborach, Malas Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. One of the first things that Hashem reveals to Avram Avinu is Eretz Yisrael. V'tzivo Leilech L'Shem, that was one of the first instructions that Hashem gave to Avram Avinu. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Kamay Shekosov, Lech Lecho, Me'artzecho, El Oretz. Leave your land and come to Eretz Yisrael. V'shom Kol HaParsha, V'chol HaSeder, Medabra Minyan, Asiyas Avram Eretz Yisrael. And the whole Parsha's Lech Lecho, what's it all about? His traveling to Eretz Yisrael. V'yachakach bebris bein absorim, sheftich Hashem Yisbrach al Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. And so too, when Hashem made that special covenant with Avram Avinu, the bris bein absorim, what was the whole message there? Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur sham, as it says clearly there b'parsha, shemazkir haftochas Eretz Yisrael kama v'kama pomim migodel chibosa. That Hashem repeats many times His promise to give Bnei Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, out of His great love for it. וכן אחר כך אצל יצחק ויעקב שמבטיח לכל אחד כמה וכמה פעמים בכמה לשני של הבטחה שייתן להם האורץ השניש באברהם. We find the Torah repeats itself again and again and again. Hashem keeps telling יצחק אבינו 10 times, Yaakov Avinu 20 times, that I'm going to give you the land of Eretz Yisrael, which I promised to your forefathers. V'choizer avtoch hazois kam upon him, and Hashem repeats it many times, migoidel shevach mailas avtoch hazois, because it's so special. Hashem wasn't stuttering, and Hashem didn't forget what he said yesterday. If this thing is repeated in the Torah, it's repeated for a reason. When you like someone a lot, you talk a lot about them, you repeat yourself about, you know, when Hashem's love for Eretz Yisrael is so massive, like, that Hashem keeps repeating again and again this item. The entire Chumash Bereishis has this underlying theme that's repeated again and again, that Hashem keeps promising, I'm going to give your children, my people, the land of Eretz Yisrael. Who come as Shapir Shrashi al Posuk Eile Toildois Yaakov Yosef, the Eile Toildoiseim the Gilguleim ad Shebo Lechlal Yishu. When it says these are the stories of everything that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef Atzadik went through, Rashi says right over there, it's the stories of their travels until they eventually got to their place. What is their place? Eretz Yisrael. The Hainu at Shebol Eretz Yisrael, Shehi HaYishuv V'HaMenucha Shel Yisrael Am Kodesh. Am Kodesh. V'chein Kol Sefer Shemoish, V'dam HaMitzias Mitzrayim. Now let's go to the second Chumash, Shemoish, which is talking about the Jews leaving Egypt. What's that all about? Why did they leave Egypt? V'HaKol Hoyekidei Lovoy L'Eretz Yisrael. The purpose of it was to come to Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur b'parsha b'tchiles galas Hashem Yisborach basneh. As we see when Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning thorn bush, shenem Hashem taketh. Hashem said it right away, page 1, line 1, Ele eschem me'oni Mitzrayim. I'm going to take you out of the pain, the suffering of Egypt, el Eretz Achnani, to the chosen land, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvosh. Uksiv, there's another pasuk says, Vo'ered la'atzila me'ad Mitzrayim. I went down there to rescue the Jews from Egypt, to take them out of that land, to take them into the wonderful, wonderful land of Eretz Yisrael. It says again, and I'm going to fulfill my commitment to them to give them the land of Eretz Yisrael. Look at how many times the Torah keeps punching and punching and repeating again and again and again. Lo say so says Lavram is Yaakov. V'chein harbe v'chol ha-Torah kula. Shemi kol ze yechilin liroi su lohovin mei rochoik oitzim shevach ma'alas Eretz Yisrael she'ashem izborach maftiach kol kach oleha. A person looking at this carefully can start to realize how special Eretz Yisrael must be if Hashem keeps writing. He writes this more than anything else. There's nothing else in the entire Torah that it writes more than about this. Ubefrat b'sharsvon. This was just mechumish. Forget about the other books. B'gemara u'medroshim v'sharsvorim shemavur b'kula migoidel shevach Eretz Yisrael. All of these svarim are packed with talking about the specialness of Eretz Yisrael. U'malas hazoicha leishev bo. And how privileged is a person who's zoicha to live in Eretz Yisrael. V'afilu leilech bo arbamos. Even if a Jew is zoicha to walk four steps in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says how special that is. U'bifrat b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. And especially if one looks into Rabbeinu Zal's writings. Shemavur bekama toiros migodel kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal gave many shiurim where he spoke about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. V'shekol kedusha asisha Yisraeli tluy b'Eretz Yisrael, and have a whole success of a religious Jew. The entire holiness of a religious is dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Poik ayin v'tishkach. Go see for yourself. Look for yourself in these books. See if we're exaggerating. If we're changing anything. And therefore, if a Jew were honest and looked at this sincerely, there's no obstacle in the world that could stop him. The only obstacle is in his own mind, that he's not sure. He's not sure whether he believes it completely. He's not sure. וכל זה נמשך מבחינת החויבלים שבו הם ונויפלם בנעים הם בו איס שנסור השפוע סנוי מעליין עידי שלויקס לארץ ישראל. And it's all tied into this process that we said, that the minute a Jew starts thinking of coming to Eretz Yisrael, the faucet gets turned on of Noya Moelyoy. The Chovlim say, hey guys, we're here too. We want to get in on this. And as soon as they get involved, there's turbulence. There's confusion. The person isn't thinking clearly. There's problems that happen. Voz nesoyer horash b'chovlim umevalvul nesmoich odom atsheni yochaliro ismalas Eretz Yisrael. And then the negative aspect of these chovlim starts putting bad thoughts into the person's mind, where the person starts doubting the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, etc. Umazmin loy kama maniyos shekulam yishoch mechnes harash b'chovlim. And then all kinds of obstacles start lining up, which are all coming from these chovlim, shehem mechnes moichin shel chutz laretz mamish, which are the seichel of chutz laretz, shehem misnagdim laretz Yisrael, which are anti-Israel. They're anti-Eretz Yisrael. V'chol elu hamaniyos mi'Eretz Yisrael shetzrichan l'shaber l'shaberam kulam klulam mechnes shiv amin amamin shehem aknani v'achiti. And Rav Moshe Zal says, the composite of all of these obstacles that try to block a Jew from getting to Eretz Yisrael are symbolized by the seven nations of the Goyim who are inhabiting Eretz Yisrael, blocking the Jews from getting in to begin with. Shehoyis Haaretz Biyodom, whereby the land was in their hands. Shehem Choifen Al Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. They are the ones who cover up the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, umalim umastir and tam kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and they're the ones who hide the beauty and the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, umisham nimshachim kol hayisurim v'chol amaneis Eretz Yisrael, and it's from them that all the suffering and all the obstacles blocking a person from getting to Eretz Yisrael, they're the root of it all. These seven nations of the Goyim, the al kein hem shiva amomim, and this is why there happen to be exactly seven of them. Connected Shiva Saminim Shinishtavcha Ben Eretz Yisrael, corresponding exactly to the seven special foods for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Kamashikosu Eretz Chita Soira, etc. Ve'ikar Hashevachu Shesham Hu Shefea Noyam Ho'elyon Shemisham Tameila Perskanal. And we learned earlier that the main praise of Eretz Yisrael is, the main goodness of Eretz Yisrael is the fact that the Noyam Ho'elyon flows there, which is the source of the goodness of those seven special species, those seven special foods. V'alkein keneged elo ha'shiva minim she'mechinas Noyam shehi ikar shiva Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, directly opposing these seven species, which are the representatives of the Noyam Ho'elyon, they're the wires to the connections to Noyam Ho'elyon, opposing them, you have these seven nations lining up to block the Jews from getting to Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the Pasuk says, Hashem says, I'm going to take the Jews out of that land, out of Egypt, El Eretz Toiv Orechava, to the wonderful land, El Eretz Zovas Chodov Dvosh, the land that flows with milk and honey, El Mekoim Haknani Hachiti. Look at that. Look how the Pasuk writes, the land of milk and honey, the land of the seven nations. It puts them both side by side. Ki ho b'ho talia, because these two are directly connected to each other. Ki lichbo ishu lachnia hazayin amomen shechoyshev shom ha-posuk sheim haknani v'chiti hu al yidei shemaminin b'shevach oretz she'eretz zavaz chol advosh. Because if a Jew wants to conquer those seven nations, if a Jew wants to conquer the obstacles blocking him from getting to Eretz Yisrael, he has to believe in the specialness of Eretz Yisrael. He has to believe in those the milk and honey and the seven special species. He has to believe that Eretz Yisrael is the place where this Noyam Ho'elyon flows, which is the source of the sweetness of all of these seven species. And if a person believes in the specialness and goodness of Eretz Yisrael, he'll have the ability to conquer all the obstacles, which are symbolized by the seven nations. Ki ikar hamaniyesu shemavalvlen hamoyach milahargish kedusas Eretz Yisrael. Because the obstacle is that the person's brain isn't able to realize the importance of Eretz Yisrael. He isn't able to really, he's not really convinced. Avol mi shemizgaber aleihem, whereas a person who overcomes those seven nations, the obstacles, umamin leMoshe Rabbeinu lechol hatzadikim amitim shemaftim b'sheretz Yisrael, and the person trusts Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other super tzaddikim who told us that this is the ultimate, this is the best thing in the world, Eretz Yisrael, a person who believes them and trusts them, bevadai yishaber kol hamaniyos shekulam zeh mamamin shenushal mechas hachayvim v'yavol Eretz Yisrael. That person will definitely be able to eliminate all the obstacles which come from these seven nations, which are symbolized by these seven nations, which come from the Choyvlim, these Moichan Chutzars, and get to Eretz Yisrael. Le'eretz Zovas Chol Vosh, to the land of flowing with milk and honey, Sheyesh Bo Shivas Haminim, which has these seven special species, Shemichinas Noim, which are this heavenly splendor. Now Rav Nosson says, "V'zeh b'chinas eretz zovas cholav udvosh shenikra eretz Yisrael b'Torah kama pamim." And now you could also understand why Eretz Yisrael is called throughout the Torah the land that flows with milk and honey. Rav Nosson is going to show us now the connection between those two items and the Torah and Likutei Moran that this is based on. Ki cholav hu b'chinas hoylodo, because milk is associated with childbirth. She'oz dam ne'kar v'nasa cholav, because the Gemara says when a woman is about to give birth, the blood changes into milk. Hanimshach minoyam hoelyon, and this the ability to give birth comes from this noyam hoelyon. Number one, because Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Likutei Moran has a whole paragraph about hoylodo, and showing how the noyam hoelyon is tied into kovoid, and the greatest kovoid for Hashem is man, and therefore the more people, the more kovoid Hashem, and therefore giving birth is a tremendous hizgalos hakovoid, and Rabbeinu Zal ties it in over there to the noyam hoelyon. So here Rav Nosson says, now you can understand why if we said that Eretz Yisrael is the place of this Noyam Ho'elyoin, that's why Eretz Yisrael is referred to milk, because milk represents birth. And also, Shemishom Kol Mesikas Kol Ataimin, and we know the Noyam Ho'elyoin is also the source of all sweetnesses, of all different types of sweetness, Bechinas Dvash, which is symbolized by honey. Kimavur ba Toiranal, as is explained in the Toiran Likutei Moran, Toiran Aleph, Ayin Shom Hetev. Look over there in Likutei Moran well, and you'll understand the connection to these two items also, to milk and honey. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'al Kein, Eretz Yisrael Mesuga Lebonim. And it's for this reason also that Rabbeinu Zal writes in another chapter in Likutei Moran that Eretz Yisrael is very good for children. Meaning, number one, if a person, Rachmon al-Islam, has a problem that they don't have children and they want to be able to have children, Eretz Yisrael is very strong in that area. And number two, obviously, in raising children.